Anyam Home is a space where we can all engage about self-love, self-worth, relationships, trauma, and healing. I hope that you enjoy your stay, and I am your host, Tando. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Anyam Home. We are in our first week of September, meaning that we are going to be speaking everything change, how to deal with change, how to welcome change into your life, and how to deal with adapting to new environments. And I think it's very fitting because it's springtime, change of season. So as such, we should allow ourselves the space to also transition into, you know, different people that we want to be, go closer to the end goal, and just be very relentless in the pursuit of the things that set our hearts on fire, and just go after the things that we want to do. So we are going to continue in our journey of returning back to self, rescuing, redeeming, and restoration. But on top of that, now we deal with the change that comes with all of that. Because as you can imagine, the more work you do on yourself, the more you learn about yourself, the more change you are going to experience. And sometimes you might feel as though there's too much happening and it's overwhelming to handle. But just remember that at the end of the day, you cannot go back because it's further back. You have to keep going forward. There's a song says, "Gugude emuva siyaphambili," which means it's too far back now for us to be able to go back to starting point. We need to go forward. So that is exactly what we're going to be doing for the month of September and beyond. And today's episode, because it is Suicide Prevention Week, we're going to be speaking about how to prevent suicide, how to recognize the signs when people around you are experiencing mental illnesses. And I also put up a question poll on Instagram asking you guys how you would like people to show up for you in relationships and friendships. So at the end of this recording, I will read those out, and thanks to everyone who participated. But before I start with today's episode, I just want to say thanks to everyone who keeps supporting the journey, people that have supported my dreams from the beginning, and people who always encourage me to continue, and people who do keep suggesting topics and things that I should speak about. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the reviews, the ratings, and for always just coming back. I think it's always nice when people that started the journey with you are still walking the journey with you, and when you see other people grow as well and you see yourself grow. I think for me, the most interesting thing has been seeing myself release all the restraints, release all the limitations that I had placed on myself, and become a lighter version and a better version of myself. And how I show up for other people, how I show up for myself, has changed tremendously from last year, September, to this year, September. So it is worth doing, you know, the shadow work, the inner healing, letting go of things that are no longer serving me, and just welcoming abundance. And I hope you can also take from your own journey the things that you're grateful for and things that you have to let go of. So welcome once again to our first episode of Anyam Home that I'm choosing to title The Helpline, Suicide Prevention and How to Navigate Mental Battles. So where I want to begin is essentially, how do we recognize when someone around us is experiencing a change in their mental health, and also how you can recognize when you are going through mental battles. One of the greatest indicators are when you don't enjoy the things that you used to enjoy as much, and not as a product of growth, but just as a product of apathy. You are not enjoying the same hobbies that you used to enjoy. You are not enjoying the spaces that you're in. You're not enjoying the shows that you used to enjoy, the food that you enjoy. And obviously everyone is different, and context will differ from person to person. But if it happens in such a way that you can't even recognize yourself anymore, then you need to look into why exactly is it that you're not enjoying those things anymore. If it is as a product of you just outgrowing growing the things, then I guess it is okay. But sometimes the greatest indicator would be you not wanting to do absolutely anything. So being content with just being in bed the entire day when you used to be a person who used to, you know, socialize with people, you used to host events, you used to be out there, out and about, everyone wanted to be around you, and next thing you just want to lock yourself in your room and eat the day away. Those are really small indicators, even things like you not wanting to open the curtains in the morning, not being able to take a shower. And it's very unfortunate that our parents always say things like we are lazy, when in essence, you actually just need emotional support and you need help. So you also need to be able to recognize when it is time for you to request that help from other people, because our parents don't know much about mental illness. And I guess that's why I also started this platform, to educate the larger community about mental illness and mental well-being, because you go into communities and you realize that some people see mental battles as, you know, a demonic affair, or they see it as you just seeking for attention, wanting to always be center of the spotlight, when in essence, there's just something that is missing in your chemicals, in your brain, in your body, and there's a different in the, you know, circuit that is operating and making sure that you are alive, and the networks is something that obviously changed. And that needs professional attention. So it's so important for us to remove the stigma around mental illness and to treat mental illness as something that is of significance, because even when we speak and we say, oh, I feel so depressed today, or we make a joke like, oh my goodness, she's so OCD, those things downplay mental illness. Instead of saying things like, I'm feeling so depressed, how about you say, I'm feeling down, I'm feeling sad, I'm not, you know, the best that I could potentially be, and I'm working on it. Instead of saying, I feel like she's so OCD, she puts things in this manner, if it hasn't been diagnosed, then that person is merely pedantic. And we just need to be able to discern when to use certain words so that we don't take away from the face of mental illness and make it a joke, so that other people now see it as, okay, I can use it in everyday language, or I can refer to myself as depressed, therefore lessening the significance of the next person who actually presents with mental illness. So watching for how we use those words, and also watching for the change in our habits, our patterns, our routines, our hobbies, our interests, and our likes. And the next thing is, if you have been thinking about suicide a lot, that is also a sign of a change in your mental health and a shift towards the left, right? The left being you nearing challenges with your mental health. So always thinking about ending your life, thinking about what life after this could look like, always thinking about ways in which you can just experience less of the life and more of the pain and the numb and the darker side of things. So if you are experiencing dark emotions, that could also be an indicator of you presenting with any mental illness challenges. So introspect where that could potentially come from. But if you are not able to get to the root cause of things, sometimes suicide comes as a product of the phase that we're in our life. So if it is a dark period that you're in, just know that eventually it will pass. There's nothing that lasts forever. This too shall pass. Every single thing has to have its season, and it has to have the end. So just be comforted by the fact that things are going to work out. But for things to work out, you also need to put in the effort. You need to want to be better. And the people who invest in taking care of themselves and bringing themselves out of that phase that they're in are people who eventually conquer their mental battles. But obviously, it takes a lot of time and it takes support. But before you request some support from other people, you need to be able to support yourself. The next thing is, if you realize that you're withdrawing from everything, so you're becoming withdrawn from yourself, number one, so you can't even recognize the person that you've become. You're becoming withdrawn from society at large. Even when you are in a room full of people, you don't want to speak to anyone. You don't want to engage with anyone. all you want to do is go back into your shell. And when you are in events, the one thing you want to do is get out of there as quickly as possible. You don't want people looking at you, socializing with you, and all you ever want to do is be alone. Even when you have the closest of friends, you shut them out, you distance yourself, you isolate yourself. Watch out for the withdrawal symptoms, because sometimes they present themselves as social anxiety. Social anxiety is very normal. A lot of people do experience social anxiety, especially in spaces where they just met the people. That is different from withdrawal symptoms that are as a result of mental illness. The next one is if you find yourself abusing substance. I think this one, we've known about it since we were kids. So if you find yourself using a lot more marijuana, alcohol, anything in that bracket to numb the pain or to make you forget or to make you even more productive, then you need to kind of remove that substance and see if you can do life without that substance. If you cannot, you are nearing point of addiction and you need help. You need professional help. We abuse substances because it gives you that rush for a couple of hours, and after that whole rush is down, you want more and you want more and you can never stop. But if you remove that stimuli, who are you? What is left? Introspect. Make sure you target the root cause. The next thing is if you feel very hopeless and you feel very defeated by life in general. So I'm not saying you feel defeated by academics. That happens. At some point in your life, you will feel defeated by work. You will feel defeated by your friends. You will feel defeated by your own actions, your own thoughts, your own emotions. But if you feel defeated and you feel as though you can't do life anymore, or you can't become a citizen of society anymore, or you can't be a part of society anymore, and you're just really, really hopeless, you can't see past the next 3 weeks or the next 4 weeks, then you need to seek for help. And that is, you know, the first steps in how you can show up for yourself. Seek for professional help. You cannot do this on your own. And also when you keep venting or using other people as an outlet, they also get tired and they also need to seek for professional help. You need to know where to draw the line with your friends. Your friends are your friends because they chose to be your friends and they're not your therapist. As harsh as it might sound, sometimes we put the burden on other people when in essence we should just seek for professional help. If you don't have the resources, there are so many places that do offer free therapy sessions and free counseling. I'll put the list in the description box of the psychologist and the therapist that you can visit, and also the ones that are provided by the state where you can actually access free therapy. But make it a habit to seek for professional help, even if it's on YouTube, where therapists have YouTube channels and they have guided sessions, meditation, yoga, and things related. Those things can help in the meantime whilst you are still gathering resources for you to be able to go to therapy. And the other thing is, don't invalidate your feelings or anyone else's feelings. If you feel as though you are battling with your mental well-being, acknowledge those emotions and those feelings. We suppress our own feelings to a point where we can't suppress them anymore and it bursts. And once everything bursts, then it becomes a bit too late. And now you need to get admitted to a hospital. And it's difficult. It's very difficult when you have to put so much of your faith in other people, because now you've gotten to a point where there isn't much of you left to pick yourself up and you need help from every other person. And you yourself cannot show up for yourself. So ensure that you're showing up for yourself as much as possible so that you can still have something, some essence of you that will be able to pick yourself up and try again. The other thing is, don't dismiss yourself. Don't dismiss anyone. If you feel as though there is attention needed for a certain emotion, attend to that emotion. Don't dismiss that emotion and don't look at emotions as either negative or positive. I look at all of my emotions as positive for the sole reason that every single emotion is meant to teach me something and I am meant to experience it. And if I choose to look at it from a positive perspective, I can use that emotion to benefit me. If I am angry, then it's showing me that there's something that is wrong, something that I need to focus on, something that I need to work on in order to better myself. Yes, it might be classified as a negative emotion because of obviously like connotation and denotation. But for me, there's a point in your life where you just start looking at things in a way that benefits you, and you unlearn so many of the things that you were raised to know and things that were conditioned into your mind. So I don't look at any emotion as an emotion that is meant to break me, but rather an emotion that is meant to grow me and allow me to be a person who is open-minded. If I can experience sadness and say, I'm actually glad I experienced that, because had I not experienced that, I wouldn't know what I know now. And if I don't know what I know now, couldn't do better. I can't do better. There's no way I can potentially do better. The more knowledge you have, the easier it is for you to navigate so many things in life. So look at all your emotions as emotions that need attention. Even when you're happy, give attention to that happiness. I think a lot of people have pointed this out, and it was only when people really started emphasizing it and reinforcing it about me, their observations about me, that I actually started taking it very seriously, that I am such a person that caters for every single emotion that I experience. So if I am in a really, really good space, I will milk that happiness until it's dry. And I do this a lot by just experiencing the emotion. If I am happy and my mind says, let's do this, I will do exactly that. If I want to post about how happy I am 9 times in a row, I will do exactly that. If I am upset and I want to go for a 10-kilometer run and scream and shout, I will do exactly that. So I think I want everyone to also get to that point where we all experience these emotions and actually be filled with gratitude that we are experiencing these emotions, because that means we are so much closer to the person that we want to be than if we were ignorant and oblivious to everything happening around us. And the next one is, listen, all of these things that I am saying are things that you should start doing by yourself, for yourself, before you can do for the next person. Listen to yourself, speak to yourself. Listen to all the things that you say. Would you say those things to the next person? Regulate your emotions. Regulate the things that you feed your mind. And allow yourself the space to experience whatever you're experiencing. And then listen. Listen to what you're trying to tell yourself. Listen to what your body is saying, the signals it is sending to your brain. And then you can be able to show up for other people. Listening to someone is probably one of the best gifts that you can give to them, because it says you are safe, you are okay, there is space for you, and I care about you so much that I put aside time for you to be able to listen to you. And sometimes all we need is an ear for you to vent, have an outlet. And after that, you feel lighter and you say, actually, that wasn't so bad. Or you realize, man, I've gone through a lot, but I'm glad I have someone to share it with. So listen to yourself. Listen to the things you say to yourself. And also give the same grace to the next person. Listen to them. Don't judge them. And also, when people come to you to vent, just figure out if they want advice or they just want an ear. Most of the time, they just want you to listen because they know the answer. It's just that they want their feelings to be validated and acknowledged. So always extend an ear. And the last one for me is always cater for your emotions. Everything else will come second to that. Don't put work first. Don't put school first. Don't put other people first. Don't put anything first before you and your mental well-being. You cannot show up for the next person if you can't show up for yourself. So always put you first. Even if it means isolating yourself for a couple of months, then coming back and then integrating back into society if you have that privilege. If it means starting a YouTube channel where you will vent, do that. If it means going on a spa date, whatever you need to do to show up for yourself, show up for yourself. And I just want to challenge everyone for September. 4 out of the 7 days, wake up immediately when your alarm goes off, open your curtain, brush your teeth, drink a glass of warm water,
put your phone away, make your bed, shower, and then start your day and see how you feel after doing that for 21 days. And I'm not saying this is the cure for anyone struggling with mental illness, but it helps. It really, really helps to leave your bed in the morning and get on top of the morning. If you are on the top of your morning, you've already won the day. And misery loves company. We know this. We know it so well, but we always accommodate misery by just making space for it. So ensure that you wake up an hour early, get some sunlight as the sun rises, touch some grass, and just be outside. Try it for at least 4 days of the 7, but in total, 21 days of the month. Make sure that you prioritize yourself, you choose yourself, and you choose self-care. Whatever self-care looks like to you, it differs from day to day. Sometimes it's resting, sometimes it's being productive, sometimes it's switching your phone off, sometimes it's calling your friend. Whatever it looks like on that specific day, cater to your emotions. But that's it from me. I just want to read the answers that I had received on Instagram. So my question was, how do you want people to show up for you when you are having your worst days? And a lot of the answers that I really got were just check up on me regularly. And I think everyone recognizes the need to just have support, to have people that actually want to listen, to care about you. And a lot of people saying, be there for me physically and emotionally, validate what I am feeling, come with me in my journey, support whatever it is that I am going through. And if possible, then give me the space to be by myself. And I think it's so beautiful how some people want to be catered for by you physically being there, and some people wanting space. And everyone just wants to be seen, to be heard, to be appreciated. And at the core of things, we just want to be chosen. So if somebody does come up to you to present a challenge that they are experiencing, for you to be considerate enough to allow them the space to trust you because they took that first step. And it's always so hard reaching out to someone when you are going through something. And being invalidated is the last thing that you want. So just be present, spend time with the person, understand how they would like for you to show up for them. In as much as a lot of people want you to physically be there for them, you might be dealing with someone who wants space. You might be dealing with someone who just wants you to sit with them in silence, someone who wants you to just send them a message or give them a call or just avail yourself whenever it is that they need you. So be very aware of how your friends would like for you to be there. And also know how you would like for other people to show up for you so that when they do ask you, you are able to answer that. It doesn't help if you say you are not aware of your love languages in times when you are battling with your mental well-being, because then the other people are going to do what feels right to them, which might not be right for you. So know yourself, know the people that you are surrounded by, and also just watch out for the signs. It's always in the little things. Sometimes the things will build up until it is the bigger thing, but we don't want it to get there. We want to always be at the normal baseline. If we deviate from that, then we start to interrogate the root cause of that. Don't judge yourself. Don't dismiss any emotion. Don't isolate yourself and seek for professional help where necessary. I hope you guys have a lovely week. I will be dropping another episode, but I felt as though this one had to come out first because it is Suicide Prevention Week. And if you guys ever have any questions, or if you do want, just if you want to chat, I guess you can just always drop me a DM. I don't answer immediately, but I do get back to all messages. So let it be a good September. Let us start over. If there is a need for us to start over, let us try something new. Let us honor ourselves for the 21 days. And also let us extend kindness to other people, especially people that we don't know. So doing random acts of kindness for other people could be very beneficial and it could help the world in becoming a better place. But I hope you guys find peace in this month, and I hope you get a full circle moment, and I hope that you know that you are guided, you are protected, and you are surrounded. Till next time, my friends, I will see you in a different episode. Please do give me a rating and a review, and always know that I appreciate you and I appreciate the love. Goodbye.